Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
We got some basketball going on in Ski Town.
Yes, we do. We got some basketball going on. I guess I done went from coach to sideline reporter.
Okay. That's, you know what? That's probably good for you, man.
Yeah, it is.
That's good therapy, because when you do get back in that coach's seat, there's going to be some things you can see differently because you've been a spectator, right?
That's right. Yes, it has. And it's been a good angle and driving me crazy, though. Cause,
you know, I know it is.
I can't be in practice. I'm like, I'm looking at the game. I'm like, man. But these two games that we just played on Friday, last Friday, East Kentwood and Muskegon, probably go down in the history books. And then they lost by one, and then the next game, it was by one also. It was like a basket scored that ain't supposed to be scored at the end, but I'm not into refereeing or officiating. But both games, close, real
two
close.
2 points, two difference. Losses, 0-2. Yeah. But, you know, the good thing about basketball, everybody makes the tournament, right?
That's right.
So, yeah, you may not go through the season undefeated, but at the end, it doesn't matter. Because if you win, if you get hot at tournament time and make that run, those two losses, you look back and say, okay, that's what got us where we're at today.
Those first two losses felt like, well, I was in March when I was watching the game.
I had that atmosphere.
Man, I'm talking about.
And then tournament.
Me dealing with my situation I'm dealing with, I'm looking like, I couldn't take it. I was just like,
wow, man.
I said, I see why I'm not on the bench. I would lose control. But it was so good. It was so good. And it's like, for girls basketball, I mean, it was just, the environment was like.
Yeah, I heard the place was packed, man, for the girls game.
Man,
East Kentwood.
Packed. And then I know the coaches personally, my buddy Quinn, Kurt Adams' nephew.
Right.
Yeah, Q. So me and him talking, he said, I know you can't coach. I know the other coach can't coach it. And he telling me, he said, man, we trying to steal this from y'all. And then after the game, he said, we stole it.
Okay.
We stole it. But he said, we stole one. And then he was just talking. He said, man, y'all had that game.
Okay.
He said, y'all had it. He said, see, y'all get it. He said, but we talked over the summertime. He said, that's who we want to play. We want to play y'all.
Right.
He said, y'all want to play us. And that's what it's about, growing up together and being able to face off like that. That's
yeah.
fun. That's
yeah.
fun, man. Got a lot of respect for their program, him and E. Large, and what they're doing, their first year coaching. And they've always been great players in the history of what they've done when they played in college and high school. So,
okay.
Nothing but kudos to those two guys, and East Kentwood and East Lansing, the guys from Montague. I saw him. I'm looking at him the whole time. He worried about us, how he was coaching, East Lansing's coaching.
Oh, really?
And when they finally got, he was just jumping up and down like they won the championship. I was just like, wow, we got a lot of respect, man. The Lady Reds got a lot of respect.
Yeah, because they took us out in the tournament last year,
right?
That's
right, yep.
Okay,
and
so.
And both losses. I know we had three losses last year. East Kentwood was by 18 at the beginning of the season.
Wow.
They beat us by 18. Then East Lansing beat us by 18.
Okay.
So then now they just beat us by 1 point.
That's definitely closing the gap.
And they were big. EK was big.
Okay.
They were big, and they had some talent on that floor. And East Lansing, they do what they do. They do the same thing every year. Speed it up, press it, try to force turnovers, and they always can shoot good.
Okay.
They hit a couple three-pointers, and they try to cause havoc to get you to turn the ball over.
That's what you do.
They do their recipe.
Okay.
He does the same recipe every year. And if it works for him, he wins. If he loses, he get blowed out. So it's like that's how he does. He trusts that, and it works for him. So,
well, I'll tell you what, I'm excited, man. I can't wait to see these girls play
yep.
on Friday night.
That's right.
Rockford on man. The road again.
That's right. They play first at 6, right?
Yeah, girls at 6.
And the boys at about 7:30.
About 7:30. It'll be their first inaugural game of the season.
For the boys.
Yeah.
Boys
yeah.
ranked like top in this area, number
right.
one in this area, and then number two in the state. Man,
number two in the state.
Behind
you know?
A private school, U of D Jesuit. So
U of D Jesuit, who is the defending state champions.
That's right.
From last year. So that's, you know, it's quite a recognition
for Muskegon
that they're looking at these big guys. Well, we don't have that real big marquee name.
No, we don't.
You know,
we got Mr. Basketball candidate in Ayante Torrance.
Okay.
We got a
yeah.
four-year point guard and DeAndre Carter. We got Vernon Nash coming back. They all made all conference.
Right.
But the player that's on Muskegon that made All-State first team was Ayante Torrance. He's up
okay.
for Mr. Basketball, though.
Okay.
So that's a big name.
It
you know?
Is.
But, you know, keep so blue collar, you won't know it's a big name.
No, we don't let you be a big name. If it happens, it's because the people
yeah.
in Detroit gave it to you.
The guy ain't going to give you nothing.
Yeah.
So he's going to make you work for everything every single day like he don't remember you from yesterday. And I appreciate that about him. So that makes winners of his program.
So, yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. I know we had the football banquet last night and, you know, had our football players at practice, and we're trying to hold up the banquet, right? And we had to start the banquet without him because they were still practicing. So he is definitely into his coaching mode.
Coach, I ain't trying to hear that.
I said, well, hold out some plates for these guys.
You know what, though? You know what Coach got thinking? He like, look, y'all done had him long enough already.
Right. Okay. That's what it was.
I should have had a banquet after the game. Right after the game. And fish bones. Yeah. Get the fish bones.
And be done with it. He ain't giving up my practice.
Man, brother, man. Yeah. I love it. He probably like, look, some more time.
Right. He showed about seven. Say, all right, Coach. All right. He's trying to get ready for this first game. I know. He only had, well, last night, when I Wednesday, Thursday, only had two more practices, which would be tonight and tomorrow.
That's
so
right.
He's trying to get them ready.
Yes, he is.
You want to win that first game out the box. So, yep, we'll go to provide the weather cooperates. you know, Holland talking about freezing rain this over the next couple of days. So, if that takes place, they might even cancel the game. We don't know. But let's just hope that it doesn't happen.
No, because we want our first win, and that'd be good playing with the boys. And I always know when the girls play with the boys, they always try to.
Oh, yeah, they're very supportive of each other, man.
And they let each other know, too.
Oh, yeah.
They talk to each other like, look, don't be out here playing weak.
So right.
They know how to support each other, and that always does good for the programs, being that the girls and boys playing together. And that's a great ticket to have because they both pack the gym out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the folks at Rockford are going to show up. We probably won't have a big presence right so early in the season, but
they coming. Muskegon fans coming.
You're gonna definitely see the Rockford fan because they like to see Muskegon, man. They know what kind of product they have, and it's like, man, we may not see nothing like this all year. So let's go. Let's go find out what these boys got for Muskegon because they coming.
They coming.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see it. So we got national news. Trump's lawyer. Attorney.
Well, before we get there, we got to give take a hats off to Ferris State Bulldogs.
Oh, yes, sir.
Tony Nese.
Yes, right.
Went up to Ferris and turned them into a national power, and they're playing for the championship this week. It's going to be a very tough game with Valdosta State,
which is
one of the winningest programs in D2. But when you get that far, that's what you want to do. You want to play the best. So I think that game is going to be on ESPNU, ESPN3, so it's going to be like a nationally televised game for this championship.
I want to commend Tony Anise because he could have took the Central job, Central Michigan. I think he was the best candidate for Central Michigan.
Well, you know, they really couldn't offer him that job technically because he was still playing.
Yeah.
Okay, and what happened is I think they got pushed into making that decision because Quinn took off and went to Toledo, the kid from Martin Luther King, which was probably one of their, number one draft, number one recruits. And it was like they panicked and said, wait a minute, we got to get us a coach in place because if we don't, we stand to lose additional players. And that's why they pulled the trigger on McElwain.
Isn't he out of Michigan?
He was the wide receiver coach at Michigan, head coach at Florida. In my opinion, did not have the best of resumes, best of track records. Doesn't really know the landscape of Michigan.
That's why I said Anise was a steal.
Central needs to have
an Anise.
That would have been their, to me, that would have been their best pick. But that's okay. Trust me, there's some other jobs that has come open that they're going to go after Tony.
Oh, they got to go out
there. Yeah.
Especially in this state.
Bowling Green, they had fired their coach. And rumor is that they're going to interview Tony after this season is over. So. And some other coaching jobs have opened up, too. So we'll see. You know, he may just fool everybody and stay at Ferris. We don't know. But when you're talking about, you know, making that leap to those divisions, higher divisions, where those paychecks are bigger, kind of hard to say no.
Yeah, it is. It's hard.
But, yeah, we wish those guys well. And the basketball team has started off. D Throwers still playing both. Football and basketball.
He had a 30-something point game during football season.
Yeah.
He was like 9 3-pointers one game.
I can see him going into the Ferris State Hall of Fame soon.
On the wall. He got to be on the wall for football and basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, that brother is amazing. I call him Black Panther when I see him.
Yeah.
I call him the Black Panther.
So, the guy is amazing.
Because his ability
man.
Is amazing.
So, yeah, some good things going to happen for him. You know, good things going to happen. Hopefully he'll stay stay grounded. Like to see him get a coaching job one day, you know. So.
I think he's going to be playing on Sundays.
Okay.
I'm going to speak that into existence. I like his energy, how he approached his work ethic. And just and then when he's not playing, he still got personality. He's funny. He got character. He got something. He got that question mark there that it can he can break a market.
Well,
kids gravitate to him. He got it.
We know players that have come out of Ferris and went and played it on Sundays.
They playing now.
So yeah,
some linemen and stuff.
Some linemen, yeah. So
and Anise plugged. He can be like,
Oh, even basketball. I mean, there's a possibility. You know what it? I mean, his style of play. He reminds me of Mateen Cleaves.
Yep,
you know,
Mateen Cleaves
didn't have a stellar career in the pros, but he played.
Mateen got that check, that retirement check.
He got a check. So, you know, good things gonna happen. You know, especially when you look at 2-star. Sports athletes.
Like you said, Mateen Cleaves, Mateen Cleaves was a football player just like that.
Yeah, yep.
That's deep throw.
And general managers looking at guys like that said, well, these are just pure athletes.
And leaders.
All you got to do is put them on the floor, man, and they'll perform for
something
you.
Something good going to happen. He's going to play defense, and he can shoot the ball.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting because they won national championship in basketball, and so it would be great to have him win or be on a team that wins another national championship in football.
He contributed in both of them.
That's going to be great, man.
Major contributor in both.
Yeah, so definitely on Saturday I will be glued to the tube cheering on these Bulldogs.
Yeah, I will be checking it out too. Yeah, it's a couple guys from Muskegon on that team too. So that's just amazing, man.
It is.
I just can't even – hats off to that young brother. Hats off.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He had got a couple bad breaks along the way, but he cleaned his act up, and look what happens.
Man.
Good things happen, man, when you do the right stuff.
That's right.
That's for sure.
Can't say nothing.
So, but our national news we were going to mention earlier is
the lawyer of Trump is about to go to Camp Fed.
Yeah. Yeah. They found him, got him found guilty.
But lying to banks and stuff.
To Congress, for the most part, FBI investigation, but yet also for these campaign improprieties. You know, such as paying people to hush money
to
be quiet so they won't influence the outcome of the election.
And the main one was the one with the lady that's an adult entertainer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they all admitted that, yes, she got paid, all right? But they're saying that's not a crime. Well, it is a crime if you're using campaign contributions to do it.
You use nonprofit money to pay adult entertainment.
Yeah, you're using money that was given to you for your campaign and you're using it to pay people to hush up. So part of the problem was that there were some other things that came out in the investigation. He has cooperated. He's probably got some information that is yet to be divulged, but they said they went lenient on him at the request of prosecution of the Department of Justice, say, you know, cut him some slack because he has cooperated. And the Manafort deal is yet to be played out. He's the other guy that was on his campaign staff.
That's right.
Cohen was the fixer, if you will. All right. He fixed all those problems that created these issues for him. And there's another one that's looming large with this Russian investigation is that he was going to offer Putin this penthouse if they helped him get this hotel built in Moscow.
Yeah.
So that's sort of like bribery, being corrupt, using your office for a personal financial gain.
You go over there having a meeting for your hotel. You go to meet not for government issues. You're going to go over to Russia and have a meeting for your hotel.
Right.
On American dollars.
American dollars. As a representative of America. You know, and then turn around and in the news yesterday say, we're going to shut down the government if I don't get my wall.
So what do you do? I think he's trying to buy time.
Well, I don't think that's going to help him, okay? And it boggles my mind to really believe how the American public can support this type of thinking. It says when he ran for election, he said he was going to make the Mexican government pay for the wall, right? That's what I heard. They're going to pay for the wall. Mexican government said, you must be crazy.
That's right.
All right. So now he's threatening to shut down the government because he wants the American public to pay for the wall. We've been hundreds and hundreds of years without a wall. The people that come across that, you know, and the immigrants that come into this country, they're coming into this country to work. You know, if you spend any time in Florida or in Texas and Arizona, you know, these people doing landscaping, they're working in restaurants, working in hotels, all this stuff, man.
They're getting it in.
Jobs that most Americans don't want to work. Okay? It's just plain and simple, man.
They buying homes.
Yeah.
They starting business. They got the little hot dog stands. They got the taco stands.
Right.
They buying empty spaces and putting churches up.
Yeah.
They building soccer teams in the community. They got their kids are being productive. They being productive, period. All my friends that's from that area,
yeah,
they all productive people.
Have you seen any terrorists from Mexico? I mean,
nope.
Any of the mass killings and shootings we've had in this country, how many have been Mexican? I can't recall any of them.
I think zero, based on what I see.
Okay. So, yeah, you're always going to have be bad apples in every group of people. Okay. Yeah, that happens. But you just can't lump all of people
whole
in the same way, man.
That's like looking at the Holocaust, man. You can't just exclude a whole race like that.
Nope. Mm-mm. No, not at all, man. So, yeah, I'm just a little bit perturbed about the way politics has been running in this country. And unfortunately, the American public is going to pay the price, okay? We're going to pay the price through these tariffs that has created havoc in the automobile industry, in the dairy industry, in the agricultural industry. And now we're fighting about where this money going to come from for the wall. But wait until your taxes come out in 2019 and see how working America benefited from this supposedly tax reform. You won't see it, okay? Come April, we're going to have a conversation about taxes in this country that middle-class Americans pay, and I want people to tell me how much they have seen in savings from taxes they paid in previous years.
Gonna be a rude awakening because that classification he got now, I ain't trust that. Simplifying everything.
No. We've been hoodwinked. We've been bamboozled. Okay? Man. That's what's happened, man. Will he be impeached? Possibly. We'll see. It's up to the House of Representatives. Democrats have the advantage now. Republicans still have the Senate. But I think through all of this this investigation, we're going to find out. It's unfortunate. Great country like this, we have to deal with these kinds of issues because of our leadership. So, what we got for finances today, Johnson?
Man, it's the holiday season. I've been trying to get clients to get their student loans and their credit cards and what else? And fix their credit. I've been getting to hear people here or there, but I'm like, Chauncey, come on now, Chauncey. It's December, man. You know people want to... How to save money every time they shop. They buying Christmas gifts right now.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like, all right, we can't beat them, let's join them.
That's right.
We can't tell you to stop spending, so let's give them some pointers and some tips on how to maximize your spending.
Yeah, before we get into that, I was thinking, like, the topic, and I was just like, man. So I had one of the guys I mentor that does our film for our team, Armonte, I went to Macy's with him. I thought I was going to buy him a suit for graduation, but I haven't seen him because I haven't been able to be around the team. And he's working. He got a job and everything. So we go to Macy's Sunday, right, last Sunday. And I'm thinking in my mind, so I got this budget set. I got all these coupons from the store. They're going to have friends and family, an extra 30% off. And then if I use my Macy's charge, I get an extra 20% off. So I'm calculating. I'm like,
right.
Oh, I can get a nice suit, a real nice suit. I'm thinking for myself, but I'm really going to help him out.
Okay.
So I say, look, Armonte, pick three suits. So we go in there. So I say, he picked three suits. He go try them on. And then he got to see the difference on how the fit and the cut is.
Right.
So he ain't looking at no prices. So then he back in the dressing room. He looking like, man. I say, pick your suit. I say, what's taking so long? He looking at him because he thinking about the price. But see,
right.
My man, I already prepared with my discounts.
Right.
And that's what we trying to talk about today. So I think I walked out paying for a suit that probably cost about $500 or $150. I walked out. I'm like, whew.
No, that's a great deal, man.
I took it. But he was like, wow. He looked at the cash register. He said, Coach. He said, look, that's what you paid? He said, I was thinking it was going to be a lot more. I say, no. I say, you got to think. You got to shop seasonal. Got to have all your discounts in a row. And I said, this is the point of having good credit. Being able to do something and use it, your credit at an advantage point of time, when you see a certain price and you think you're going to pay that and you're not. So that made me want to go into a segue about a show about how to save money every time you're shopping. The articles we have today is broken down into major stores that everybody's shopping. We got the Costco is the first one.
Okay, Costco's. We have one in Grand Rapids,
yep,
which is not uncommon for us to travel to Grand Rapids to shop.
I'm over there almost every day.
Okay. So what are some of the benefits of shopping at Costco?
It says shoppers will pay an annual. So it says choose your membership carefully. You can choose the Costco's warehouse. It says there's a choice of the Gold Star membership for $60 or the Gold Star exclusive level for $120. Why pay the higher fee? You get 2% back on all Costco purchases. If you're unsure about becoming a member, ask a friend who's a member and buy you a Costco cash card so you can see what all the fuss is about.
All right.
So basically,
get you a sponsor.
That's right. Get you a sponsor so you can see, get you a little free shopping spree to see what it's all about. And you're like, oh, it's much more affordable.
Okay. And some of the things that they talk about, the staples that are much more cheaper is milk, bread, eggs, which everybody buy.
That's right.
At Costco's, cheaper than what your nearby supermarket or even Walmart can do. So that's an advantage, especially if you have a family that you need to buy in bulk. That's it.
Because, man, you think about the stuff that we buy in bulk. You got what? Tissue.
Yeah. You're non-perishables for real. Yeah.
You're going to need them. I don't care how you live. If you're on retirement or whatever, you're going to need certain things that always run out.
Yep. Yeah, it's a little different, you know, when you got your milk and your bread that does have an expiration date on it.
Yes, sir.
Normally you get a week, 10 days, maybe two. But still, depending on the size of your family, whether or not it makes sense to purchase those larger items in bulk, that's your call you have to make. But still, like I say, you can still get those non-perishable staples at a discount because you're going to use them up.
Yeah, the next thing is like picking up that quick meal, a rotisserie chicken, go for like $5 or like a small
quick lunch.
That's
a great deal,
man. Yeah,
$5 for a chicken. You know, when you watch a commercial, $5 fill-up, right?
At that's one person eating.
Yeah. If you get a whole chicken for $5, come on. That's where you on a roll.
That's right. You on a roll. You get some corn and some rice or some mashed potatoes. You got your whole meal.
Yeah. With leftovers.
With leftovers. You eating the next day.
Yes, sir.
The $5 fill-up, you just eating one time. You're right. Then they talk about visiting a food court. And I do that. Costco and Sam's Club. Yeah. I got a Sam's Club membership. Got
great rates, man.
I go get the hot dogs. They're good hot dogs, beef.
They
lean.
Are.
They're not no pork and all that. They beef, they lean. And then while you shopping around there, you know, they got those benefits.
Oh yeah, you can snack on the goodies they have throughout the store for samples.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
It was, I seen a post from somebody. They had somebody at the Costco, and they had the tissue. They were sampling. They had a picture of a lady standing behind the counter. The sample booth, right, Tony? And she had a roll of tissue with Charmin. And she was sitting there. And I was like, how's somebody going to sample the tissue? But they blow their nose, right?
Right.
I thought about that. And they cry. They could say, oh, that's got my tears kicking. But my mind went to something strange real quick.
So oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Let's hope that's not the sample.
So forgive me, audience, but I saw that. I thought about Costco. Wow. She had a Costco shirt on. So I know some people probably seen that in the audience. So that was...
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to sample it through your nose. If you ever grab some, you know, some of that industrial type toilet paper or whatever, man,
yes,
that's some rough stuff.
So. But she had a serious face. She was standing behind the counter. So the next place they have is Walmart.
Oh, we all know about Walmart.
That's right. Wally's World.
Yep.
The hunt for rollbacks and clearance sales. Walmart is known for low prices, assuring shoppers that everything it sells is priced reasonably. When those prices get cheaper by the way of Walmart rollback pricing and clearance sales, the shoppers may well encounter some great deals on items such as TVs, toys, and even mattresses. Look for rollback signs and clearance sections in the store, local store, and check out the weekly circular on Walmart.com for other deals.
And, of course, they got an app.
That's
Walmart
right.
has an app. And they call it, you know, it's a very valuable tool, a saving catcher, it's called. Pretty amazing. It looks at your Walmart receipts and compares amounts you paid with prices at nearby retailers, including chains like Best Buy, Target. When it finds a cheaper price somewhere, it pays you the difference in the form of a Walmart e-gift card. That, you know, note that is as late as October. Walmart made the savings catcher available only to shoppers who use the Walmart Pay smartphone payment system.
So there it is.
Another way to save money, maximize your spending.
Yep. And then it says, also talks about get your favorite store's credit card. Now, I mean, not talking about when you get it and you just splurge to death, but then you got rewards like that. You got rewards and points that you can build by getting your favorite store. Because when it comes to your favorite store, you frequent that store.
Right.
That's what I've noticed. And then by having that card, you save a lot more money with stuff that you usually going to buy anyway.
Right. Absolutely.
So you just got to be responsible, I think. By being responsible, it helps. And one thing, like I said, if you got the car, you time your purchases. With the suit I bought for the young man, that's why I gave this backstory, I timed the purchase. I'm like, okay, it's friends and family, 30% off. Let me get in touch with this guy so I can make sure I make my commitment of buying him something that I said I was going to get him a couple months ago.
Makes sense, man.
Saved me like $200.
That's it. So, and you kept your word.
That's it. That's most important, keep my
kept
word.
Kept your word, and you didn't spend top dollar, but you got him a quality garment.
Yeah,
he could probably wear long time, man.
To business places, whatever. So that's what I made. I made sure that he went in the space that I wanted. I ain't put him in nothing that looked like he was going to the club, and I ain't going to do him like that.
Right. No, this was business, man.
That's right.
Hopefully he'll get a job interview one day and say, man, I'm going to wear that suit that Chauncey bought me because I think that's got good karma. When I walk in here, they're going to say, oh, yeah, this guy, he's the right guy before he even open his mouth up.
That's it. And that's about the experience. That's why I'm sharing that experience with everybody, just trying to pay it forward and trying to put it together.
That's it.
When you're shopping, always get free shipping.
Always.
Always.
Don't pay for shipping. It's so competitive now, everybody has free shipping.
Yep. Even the president is right now trying to figure out how to help out the United Postal Service because they're struggling.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, because everybody doing the free shipping.
Free
shipping,
what? Man. Amazon, FedEx, most of your retailers, you know, all your Walmart, Macy's, free shipping.
All the Nike stuff I buy, I'm a Nike Plus member. I don't pay nothing for shipping. Two days. It comes in 2 days.
Yeah, normally you have to buy products maybe 25, 50 bucks, whatever. You know, if you spend that over that threshold, then it's free. So I'll tell you, and we talked about this before, how Amazon has really taken this thing to the next level.
They're kicking butt.
By having this 24-hour service for free delivery. Which means weekends.
They knock on your door on Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
I've had it happen.
They knock on my door at 7 o'clock at night.
I've had it happen. I sure did, man.
Nobody coming off where I'm at. Oh, we got some mail for you. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, they had the suit. You know, they had their vest on, you know, when they pull up in the driveway.
Yes, it surprised me, though.
And they got out the car, and they said, oh, you know, we got a package for so-and-so. And I said, oh, that's me. And it was Sunday afternoon, man. Yeah.
So, look, the next one is, some people probably not like it, but I do, seek out the store's house brands.
Why not?
Meijer stuff. Meijer, Walmart products. What they call that? Yeah.
Value something.
Everyday value.
Yeah, you got Meijer, Walmart, they all have them. You know, and I learned this 40 years ago in a marketing class I took in college, and it was about the labels, okay? How marketing is designed to make us attracted to the label. So when you go into the store and you look at, for instance, a can of pork and beans, we know who the main makers are, Campbell's, Van Camp's, and then there's the store brand next to them, right?
Yes, sir.
So basically they've all come from the same supplier, right? All they did was put a different label on it.
Make the picture look better, that's anything.
Yeah, they don't spend a lot of money. The store brand don't spend a lot of money on the advertising or the branding of the product. They just know that people that realize that there's a good value by purchasing that product is all they need to really move. You know, so marketing is based on appearance. That's why if you look at a brand that is national known brand versus a house brand, and you look at the label, you can tell there's a lot more design, a lot more color, a lot more attraction goes into that label than the house brand does.
I do that with
That's
my
the difference.
I do that with almond milk.
Okay.
I like chocolate almond milk, and I like the vanilla kind, and I buy the Meijer brand.
Okay.
And the other one's like almost a dollar more. I'm like,
right.
Mine tastes good.
Okay. I know that's right.
Especially with my cookies.
Cookies and milk.
Yeah, cookies and almond milk. I get the organic cookies, too, so I can't be having the other ones that's so much sugar, but that stuff is not expensive, but it's an expensive product because it's organic, but at the same time, it's not the brand. It's not a brand.
No.
It's just organic. It's just a Meijer's.
Dude, you can do it a blind taste test, right? You know, buy both products at one time and have your wife cook them both, and you just go in and sample which one that you like. And chances are you're going to say, well, I like that better. So that's the store brand. Oh, okay, so there we go.
Last one we have on the day, last tip, and then we'll continue this next week, but it says shop around and use price matching. It's we always talk about that. They got an app called Shop Savvy. It lets you quickly scan items and find price comparisons with other stores. Then it says Target will match prices with a competitor if the shopper alerts the store at a lower price on an identical item within 14 days on the purchase. And again, that app again, Peribus.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm still getting money.
Yeah.
I'm still getting money
awesome,
right now.
Man? It makes sense to get it.
We're going
to
refund your card. I'm like, wow, I'm just getting all this little money that comes out bought.
Competition, man. That's competitive.
Yep. So it definitely works, being able to be a smart shopper. I know we got a couple more stores. We're going to share them on next week. But I'm going to share this week's scripture for good for nothing. Trust God with the least. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. That is so true. And the interpretation of it is healthy homes remain the best possible training environment for children. Hmm. When it comes to caring for relatives and honoring parents, children take most of their cues by watching mom and dad honor theirs. If our children see the way we, as parents, care for our parents, they will understand the importance of such an honor is in it for the future. Healthy, practical honor becomes a priceless gift that one generation gives to another. Disrespect and lack of care provide harmful examples that eventually turn us on.
Man, that's awesome.
The warning is in the scripture. And I basically want to say this because one of my buddies wrote a prose. His name was Corey Bankhead. And he talked about, he said, if you've got a nagging woman, it makes it hard for you as a man. And I say, well, you can't, and he's not living like this. His brother is a man of God, his brother is. If you shacking, you talking about it's 50-50 in this house, you locking your phone, all those things is not going to have you a protective household. Women recognize game.
Oh, come on. Let's not get it twisted.
So don't think that you can run a game on somebody that you're trying to build a life with.
No.
And I ain't trying to come personal like that, but it's like, we got to get to the point where we want to live right, want to be able to do things for each other. We got to see that family is real, and they put man first. And we first, we got to get up, be the example to them.
That's it, man. Head of household. That's it.
Because I know I'm there. I'm not head of household, but I listen to my wife, because if I don't, I'll probably be outside.
No, you will be outside.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.